listening to Real World News. Report exposes Barrick Gold over its operations in Argentina and Chile. Ecologist organization Greenpeace published a report to expose Canadian Mining Transnational Corporation of seriously affecting glaciers both in Argentina and Chile. The report's title is a play on words with Barrick's slogan, Barrick Mining Responsible for Glacier Destruction. It states the corporation has failed to comply with the Glaciers Law of Argentina in its Veladero and Pascualama projects. Meanwhile, the Pascualama project consists in developing open pit mining for gold, silver, and copper extraction between the Chilean province of Huasco and Argentinian San Juan province in the border with Chile. The Pascualama project included the relocation of three glaciers of the Chilean site, Toro 1, Toro 2, and Esperanza, but the plan was forbidden and the company was forced to change it. However, a 2005 technical report warns that the glacier surface was reduced between 56% and 70% as a result of Barrick's activities. In February of this year, the company was penalized for continuing to affect the glaciers, reads an excerpt of the report. It also warns that Pascualama and Veladero are located within UNESCO San Guillermo Biosphere Reserve, and they are located in a periglacier environment, something banned by the Glaciers Law. The report also mentions the denounces made against the Canadian corporation for its damaging activities for the glaciers, and it calls on the national and provincial governments to enforce the corresponding laws to put an end to the impunity in Barrick's environmental damage. Greenpeace also referred to the legal actions filed by Barrick against the Glaciers Law, describing them as judiciary blocking to implement the laws, which implied a self-incriminating act. The report also says that nearly 75% of the Argentinian territory is arid or semi-arid, and it is estimated that climate change will affect the drinking water supply in Cuyo region, which depends largely on the thawing water of the Andes, which makes it especially damaging by negatively affecting glaciers through mining activity.
You are listening to Real World News.